on the phone now. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what do you make of all of this? A lot of developments over the last 24 hours.
Yes, there have. I'm mindful of the amount of time, and I would say that this is actually not a personal matter between people who feel like feelings have been hurt. A statewide mailer has been sent out saying some things that I think were of exceedingly questionable ethics, and of course, it's done at this point in time to make it so that you can't get any kind of response out to the same audience. And so I can appreciate the anguish that Maria and others may feel about the misjudgment of going into private emails and making them into something public. At the same time, there is no remedy for something like this. And so when you play with nuclear politics, sometimes this collateral damage is quite significant. Hopefully it's a cautionary tale. I've tried to emphasize the positive in my campaign. At no point in this last year have I talked about any of the people whose names are involved in this mailer in any public way. And I think that's the way we aim to finish the campaign out. But at this point, whatever damage is done politically, it's basically baked into the cake by before Tuesday, and it's a matter of sorting out what kind of politics we want in Idaho going forward.
Steve, how bad do you think this mailer hurts your campaign?
Well, in a dark humor sense of things, these guys, I just don't think that they have a sense of ethics, and what it actually does is it just encourages sympathy for my family, which I appreciate, but it probably undermines the case that they have made for other candidates.
Yeah,
that may not be fair to the other candidates, but I think that's their unintended consequence of their own misjudgment. And I think I obviously don't like it. It's really easy to denounce negative ads when they're aimed at you.
Yeah,
I think the real test of character is what any other elected officials or candidates denounce a negative attack on someone else.
Yeah.
That's a challenge I would put out there.
Well, Steve, we literally are out of time here. We've got to take our very final break here, but I appreciate you calling in, and we're going to be watching this over the next 4 days. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.